Hello, hello. Happy business webinar five. We've made it so far, you guys. I'm so proud of you. And I am very grateful for the flow in which these business webinars have had. I feel that after today's webinar, where we're going to focus on email marketing, I think you're going to have all the tools that you need to go make a very successful go of this and grow your private practice as the crow flies. And when I say as the crow flies, I mean, I just want you to get out there and do this work and be successful without having to try a million marketing types of things in order to get there. And that's why we have this streamlined approach. And so you basically have all the tools that you need very efficiently right now, right? You don't have to go when I was first starting out, all my colleagues, we had to go create all these lead magnets and try to figure it out. You don't need to do that. You just need one. You've got the webinar, right? And that is going to then feed in. You're going to see today how it's going to feed into how you build an email relationship with your future clients and patients, even if they don't convert right away. And so this is going to be really important. And I don't want you to get discouraged if you get out there and they're not converting right away. I've had people on my email list that come to me 5 years later. I've been wanting to see you for 5 years, right? I've been wanting to see you for a year, however long it is, know that you're in it for the long haul. You're going to be supporting these people and they'll come to you when they're ready. But this is a way that you can consistently follow up with them in a way that's non-invasive and also very supportive. And we all have so much coming at us, right? Like our email and text and the ads and life. And so you're going to need to do a couple of follow-ups once you go do your webinar, whether you do it in a lunch and learn, whether you send it out on social, whether you know, just have it on your website and you capture these people, you're going to want to build in an email follow-up sequence that's short. And so we're going to talk about how to do that and then also how to storytell through email, because you want to really resonate with, you want them to resonate with what you're saying. And we all experience highs and lows in life. And so you're going to show them, just because they might be at a low right now, it doesn't mean there's not another high around the corner, right? So there will be time for questions at the end. I feel really good about the way we have flowed through this, getting the right packages, converting the client and patient with the right offer. Jordan was awesome with the one platform, Instagram. I mean, you have no idea how many clinicians I see struggle with that alone. They try to be all things to all people on all these platforms. And you know what? They end up in an adrenal burnout because they're just spending all their time trying to market and be everywhere. And I love the idea of picking one lead magnet, the webinar, then it leads to the call, right? And then we put that out on social and our website and on, you know, we put it out on social, we have it on our website, and then we can go out and we can give these, you know, lectures. It just makes the business and marketing aspect of your business so streamlined so that you can do what you love to do instead of having to be all involved in the business aspect and constantly marketing yourself. So you've got four handouts that are in the business and marketing webinar five. And the first one that I'm sharing here is your 7-day email autoresponder sequence that we have put together for you. And the idea, you can use this multiple ways. I like the idea of pushing to your certified Gut Thrive in 5 practitioner webinar. You can either use it to push to it to get people to join it, or you can tweak it as a follow-up after. Or those of you that are my very ambitious clinicians and practitioners, you could do both, right? And be innovative with this. So if you click on any of these, by the way, it jumps down to that email and you make this your own. This is just, you know, to get you going so you don't get stuck on how to start. A lot of times I always say, well, you just need the bones and then you can fill it in. You need the framework. Okay. So and Jordan weighed in on creating these. So when you think about email, I just helped, actually right before this webinar, I just helped my best friend who's getting into helping people like you clinicians that are wanting to grow, other people in the wellness space and personal growth space. She's helping them strategically grow. And she had this very business-like copy, you know, that was laid out. And I said, you know, I'm bored when I got to the second sentence. It's no, we need to think about everybody that we're working with as like you're going to turn a stranger into a friend, into a happy paying client, and you're going to build rapport. And I like that Jordan here in his contribution, he says, imagine it's similar to the process of dating, right? This is not just take some philosophy and stick it in. It's like, okay, in the beginning, we're going to have a new client, a new lead, however you may meet them, the website, right? It's bumping into somebody you're attracted to at the coffee shop. And so you do an introduction, right? You start the conversation. And if you can tell that there's some synergy, right? And you know, they'll know this, then you might say, hey, I'd like to go a little bit deeper with you and get to know you a little bit more. So you've got to think, they're not just going to go from your website to working with you. They've got to get to know you a little bit. They have to understand that you do know what you're talking about. You understand the problems they're going through, and you have real world solutions that, you know, are not going to involve some crazy eating sticks and twigs, and they can eat real food and they can do this at their own pace, right? You're starting a friendship with another human being. And so now they're reading some information you've written. Some of you, the established clinicians, hey, they already know. They already know you, like you, trust you. They've read your blogs. They've been following you on social, and they're really excited to see what you're up to. And those of you that are newer, well, hey, you know, you're going to build trust and connection in this field by sharing knowledge, by sharing compassion, and by being solution focused. Those are the three things that you're going to focus on, and that's what the webinar is going to establish for them, right? And so the beginning, it's an exchange. And at first, the exchange is they're giving you an email address. That is a big act of trust in today's world where we're all overloaded and we don't want to be getting all these emails. You know, if I sign up for something through email, I really want to receive it. And I will help it crowd out the noise, right? And so then the next step would be giving you your phone number, right? If you're dating or something like that. And the phone number would be the 15-minute consult or the 30-minute consult. Or if you're seasoned, they just move right into booking a consult with you. So this is kind of like, think about deepening the conversation. And how do you do that? Is through follow-up. And so your goal is to get their email address, which you'll do through social. You'll collect it on your website. And then you're going to follow up. You're going to follow up with email communication. So there's two types. And then Jordan pulled this from a very successful online marketer called Frank Kern. Years ago, he introduced these concepts, and they are still working. This guy is a very brilliant marketer. And so you have to involve sending a mix of content emails that add value. Like, you never really at this point want to send an email that is just straight sales focused that doesn't add value to someone. It will turn them off, right? So it's got to be a mix of content and pitch of, oh, I like what this person's saying. I think they could probably help me. And then they'll be ready to go to the next step. Okay. So in the case of this autoresponder, then this is going to be an invitation to take the relationship with you to the next level. If they didn't convert at the webinar and sign up for your 15-minute consult, you have now another opportunity for 7 days to give them more value. Maybe they wanted to, but they got interrupted. Maybe they forgot about it. Life was busy. They weren't having terrible digestive issues that day. And then you follow up 2 or 3 emails later and you hit them on a day where they're just not feeling great and they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? So this is 7 to 10 days of emails that you get to choose the pace. Okay. And now email one, after they watch the webinar, you can always tweak this, right, to before and invite them to the webinar. But I wrote this for you of, okay, thanks for watching the webinar, because this is what we do. We follow up with our gut thrivers who have watched our webinar. And so thank them for watching it and offer your free 15-minute consultation, and you give them a link to book to Calendly right in that email. And so just have your time each week where you've got, let's say, 2 hours booked out, where that will give you 8 15-minute consults, and they can just keep booking it and just keep it in Calendly, because the idea is to automate this so that you're not having to look at it all the time. Okay, the next most important aspect of this email is you're going to want to invite them to engage in some dialogue with you to get an experience of what value they might get out of the 15-minute or the 30-minute conversation or the paid initial consultation. So you want to ask them a question. You want to understand what their biggest challenge is. Remember, we're all not seen, heard, held. We're really dying and starving for this attention to be like, hey, this is my challenge. This is what I'm struggling with. Okay, so here's an example of the email template. And of course, you're welcome to change the subject lines, but I will tell you, at the whole journey, we split test our subject lines 3 ways and always send out the winner. And then we start building winning subject lines. So we've done a lot of the split testing for you until we know what gets the most opens. We know what gets the most clicks, you know, after a decade of doing this work online. So help with your biggest digestive challenges. For free, save this email. And then you say, hey, and you respond to their first name, and you're probably gonna be using something like a MailChimp, we can talk about that, where it's gonna be automated. I like for you to have their first name involved. It feels much more personal to see your own name and gets you more drawn in to want to read what that other person is saying versus feeling like you're just getting spammed with an email. Thank you for watching my Certified Gut Thrive Practitioner webinar. I hope it gave you a brand new understanding of what contributed to your health issues, right? Because you blew their mind with this webinar. Remember how powerful this webinar is. It's going through their whole life. You're talking about every virus, every bacteria, every situation that they've had from basically conception to now is affecting them. So yes, it contributed. You understand what contributed to your health issues and how to comprehensively heal your gut and your immune system. Now, if you're niching down as Jordan suggested, then you might take this and just say constipation, diarrhea, bloating, SIBO, and you're going to niche down further if you're not going to go broad for the entirety of the gut and the immune system. And then use our street cred. Thousands of people have gone through this process with outrageous success that lasts. And again, tweak this copy if you wish. I'd love to find out more about how I can help you. What is your biggest challenge with? Could be digestion, could be with your immune system, right? Some of you are going to be working with people that get sick all the time. And just say, reply back and let me know so that I can help. I look forward to hearing from you. Talk soon. Your first name, maybe put your website after that. Very casual conversation. And, you know, there's a good chance that they would write back. And now before Jordan wrote this part, he says, before you write this email, look back at the last email you sent to your best friend or a family member and try to have that tone. None of us want to feel marketed to. We just want this colloquial, easy, casual conversation. And it's a beautiful era that we're moving into. You want them to feel like you're putting a caring arm around them. Like, I'm here to help you. I'm just a regular human being, but I have all of this knowledge and this expertise, and I can be a guide to help you help yourself get out of the darkness and into the light, right? That's the idea. So this is your homework. You all have to go and tweak this for yourself. I mean, you can use this copy verbatim if you like, but you can also start to, and maybe you start out using it verbatim, and then you start to see what kind of clients and patients you're attracting, where you're niching. Oh, it's women only, it's moms. Like, you want to show up for your kids and be present. Like, you need to be like needing to know where the bathroom is everywhere you go, and well, the whole thing, right? So you're going to speak to the specific community or people that are starting to be attracted to you. And this is a base so that you can get out and start doing this work, but it will be refined over time. Okay. Write your thank you email. Doesn't need to be fancy. We're talking 100 words. Communicate the 2 goals. You're going to give them the free thing you promised them, right? The one thing they gave you was their email address for the webinar. The free thing you promised them is the 15-minute consultation, and invite them to reply back with their biggest challenge and then respond compassionately. And then depending on that. So we use Keep K-E-A-P or Infusionsoft, and it can split off your email. So it's like, oh, if they reply back, they're not going to get the second email because now you're going to engage in a one-on-one conversation. If they don't reply back, you know, 2 days later, they get email number two. And so you can use Infusionsoft for that. You can use ConvertKit for that. Probably the less expensive, easier ones are going to be MailChimp and AWeber if you're just starting out. Okay, then email two is going to be more of pure content, okay? And your goal is to gain trust. So let's go here. All right. This is Jordan's subject line. Enemy is kind of a strong word for me to use. Is this food your digestive or immune enemy? You could say, is this food? Food thwarting your practice, your health? Is this one food? Is this one food or this one habit ruining your digestive health? You know, something like that. And so it goes like this. Based upon that, this, I kind of put it together because bloating is so big, and especially amongst the SIBO community, you know, everyone's tired of walking around feeling like they're 8 months pregnant no matter what they eat. You know, that's one thing we hear all the time. So I say here, okay, ever been bitten by the bloating monster? It's the most common thing people complain about when I start working with them, and I just want to make sure you aren't falling prey, because there's one specific change you can make right now to start fixing it. That's why I published the Gut Thrive Certified Practitioner webinar for you, so you can envision a day in the life of us working together. And you can always relink to your webinar, because unless you have really good tracking on Wistia, that's where you're going to host the webinar, which is going to be, you're going to pay per views. You're not going to know if they watched the whole thing or how much. And you always want to give them a link to where they could go back to watch it again if they need, or watch it with their partner or with someone else. So you want them to imagine a day in the life of working together. If you want to get a 20 to 30% improvement in bloating in the next 3 to 5 days, remove X, Y, Z foods, okay? So that you're going to come up with that. You may give them some things from step one. You may teach them how to upgrade from dairy and gluten and give them some substitutes. You may want to, depending on if you're working on a deeper level at this point, you may want to talk about high FODMAPs foods. And you may want to remove high FODMAPs foods and instead put in the X, Y, Z foods, right? And then start to bring in some foods from step one that can dramatically change things for you. Maybe here you want to encourage them to add in digestive enzymes. So use your experience from your case studies and your practice to customize this for the people that you want to work with. And you say, let me know what you notice in the next 3 days. I can't wait to hear from you. Oh, if you haven't watched it yet, here's my certified webinar. Talk soon. Hey, P.S., if you want to get one-on-one help with, and you insert their biggest challenge or problem, I've got some time open next week for free 15-minute, I would call them root cause troubleshooting sessions. You're welcome to call them whatever you want to call them. We've given you 3 or 4 options back up in webinar number 2. Okay, the goal here is to relationship build, give them great content, and be casual, make friends, and start to build trust. So your homework after this is to write your own. Use the swipe copy we gave you, and you got to do the homework. You got to write it out, be confident in it, and these are going to start to work as your follow-ups. Okay, now you can pitch them in email 3. So let's say they watch the webinar. 2 days later, they get email 1. Another 2 days later, they get email 2. And on the 7th day, they get email 3. Some of you can space that out up to 10 days. It wouldn't go more than that. Okay, so that's the pitch. You don't want to be salesy. You want to authentically show them how you can help them solve their problems. You're breaking down the science of what the Gut Thrive process does in real plain English that anyone can understand. And now the next logical step in the relationship is to invite them to take action, okay? So this is the question email. So we subject line, can I call you next week? Or you can say, hey, can I call you next week? And you say first name, are you still struggling with Hopefully they've given you their number one symptom. If they haven't, either use your niche market, right? With bloating or, you know, hormonal troubles or immune challenges, autoimmunity, whatever it is you're working with, right? Do you wish that your skin glowed? Sometimes they're going to give you two or three challenges in the email and you can pull them out. Do you wish your skin glowed? Are you suffering from painful bloating? If any of these sound like your life, you're not alone. These are the same problems that I used to struggle with. Like I always say, right? I had the worst case of candida that there ever was. And I'm sure so many of you are here because you healed your own health issues holistically and you want to do that for others. So I talk about my three issues were constipation, anxiety, and insomnia, you know, as it related to candida. Okay. It has everything to do with the root cause of your gut problems, which haven't been treated yet. So I am committed to helping you get this handled in your life. I've got some time open and it's a direct ask right there. Okay. And now you're going to go forward and you're going to go ahead and write that email. So these are our worksheets. They're intended to be printed out and you're going to write on them. I believe we gave you Word docs for them as well. Okay. So now let's move into storytelling. I love this. Now we've even had Jordan come in and, help us for launches with marketing. And so he's a great storyteller. And so here we go with, we want that to be bigger. And there we go. All right, let me just make sure you see me here. Okay, so then now you're gonna go into storytelling and this idea of the high, low, high method. If you wanna continue to follow up with them through email, this is gonna be where you go to. And it's a condensed hero's journey. And if you don't know the hero's journey, I would highly recommend you look up The Hero's Journey by Joseph Campbell. And there's actually a 45 minute, I think, documentary on it. It's beautiful. And we all go through our own hero's journey hundreds, if not thousands of times throughout our life. Okay. So the story starts out high, then it goes low, then it goes back to high again. So let's say in a romantic movie, right? It starts out 2 18-year-old high school sweethearts and their life is great. They're going to spend the rest of their life together. One day, everything goes bad. He gets drafted off to war. He gets PTSD. This dream that they had, they never get to live. Now you're in a low, sad, right? And then the circumstance bring him back to his hometown. 20 years later, she's still waiting for him. It's like nothing changed. They live happily ever after. High, low, high. This is very effective in email communication because we're all emotional beings and we all go through highs and lows constantly. You know, if not daily, we're going through high, mini highs and lows. And then bigger highs and lows with the bigger aspects of our life. And in good health, we have 1,000 dreams. And in poor health, we just have one. And a lot of these people are coming to you because they're in a low. They were high at one point in their life. Now they're in a low. And they can't quite see that there's so many more highs waiting for them. So it's your job to do it through engaging storytelling. Okay. Chronologically is a way you can do it. 15 years ago, my life was great. I was happily married, father of two. One day I woke up, I noticed my business was bankrupt. Jordan wrote this. Then over the next 10 years, I had to learn marketing online. And now I have more money than I ever imagined, right? But I would recommend you do this with your own health story. Like for me, my high school years were kind of robbed from me. I grew up, I had, you know, more antibiotics than you could imagine. I was immune to amoxicillin by age 6. So fast forward all the way to high school, no energy. My friends are playing sports. I'm literally sitting on the couch eating carbs and pretzels and gluten and Sour Patch Kids watching Oprah after school because I didn't have enough energy to go and do sports and things like that. I was constipated, bloating, wasn't really sleeping well, and you know, had an extra 10 pounds on me that really affected my confidence. There's my low, right? Until I really figured out this organism every which way from Sunday, did 3 candida cleanses, I got it figured out. Not only did all those issues go away, my confidence rose, I lost the weight, I felt peaceful in my body, I started sleeping. I wanted to do this for others, created a very successful business ignited by passion. And you can't fulfill your passion in life unless you have your health, right? High, low, high. We all have them. So start writing down. I suggest you do multiple variations of this email and use 5 different high, low, high situations from your own life, because we've all had many of them. And then you'll really start to get the hang of this. The other thing is you can use the present moment as the current high and go back in time. You know, everything is going great with my health. It's never been better. I'm so inspired, but it wasn't always like this. And so you can also do it in reverse and go back in time. Here's another example of it. I finally have the health I've always dreamed of. I wake up before my alarm clock with so much energy. I'm able to be the mother I never thought I could be. It's a really big one for us moms. You know, it's like, I feel guilty when I can't get out of bed and I'm like, oh, I give my son the iPad for 30 more minutes, but I feel great the days that I get up ahead of him. I've done something for myself. I've got breakfast ready. Hey, the day's going to be a different kind of a day, right? If that's your situation, paint it. It wasn't always like this, right? And so here's where you start to do the high, low, high. Here's your storytelling example. This can be an additional and final email after your 7-day autoresponder. They're very highly converting. And so this might be something after that 7 days that you want to add the final one 3 days later, something like that. Okay. Personal story and then a call to action. Okay. So this one came, this is a hybrid between Jordan and I. You know, he had celiac disease and almost died, and he was down to 100 pounds. And so he says here, the day I fired my doctor. And this is going to be a big one, because a lot of people are, you know, they've reached the end of how far Western medicine can take them with these issues, and enough of the medications and band-aids and surgeries and all of that, where they're tired of hearing, oh, this is just deal with it and manage your condition. So he says, this is the oddest breakup story of my life. It was 2007. I was sitting in my doctor's office. I already switched to a rigorous gluten-free diet, but I was still having diarrhea 14 times a day. Doctor looked up from my chart and lowered his voice. I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you. Don't eat gluten. There's nothing else you can do when you have this autoimmune disease. You're just going to be sick. At first, I felt hopeless, like there was nothing I could do. How was I supposed to live like this? Then I started to feel angry. Why couldn't he fix me? Right? Because you're giving these future gut thrivers the power to fix themselves. You want them to know they have this inherent healing power within their body, and to stop giving their power away to external practitioners, whoever they may be. You're not going to fix them. They're going to fix themselves with your guidance, right? It's a co-creative process, and you need to ping their emotions to be like, yeah, I'm sick of feeling this way. Okay. And then he says, after a long pause, I look back at the doctor that I had since I was a child, and I said something I thought I'd never say. Well, doc, I guess that means I need to find someone else. I fired my doctor. It was almost a messy breakup, but that was the easy part, right? Then he goes on to say he fired 3 more doctors over time. And that is going to be the case of a lot of people. I mean, there's just an energy behind this gut thrive work that people have been through the ringer, and they are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Their trust is waning, and you're showing them this is something different, and completely cutting edge. You know, resonate. It was painful to be told over and over that they didn't know what was wrong with me. It was all in my head. My doctor told me that too when I had candida. He said, in your culture, you know, maybe candida overgrowth exists, but it's not a real thing. And so a lot of people are going to have had that, multiple MRIs and digestive assessments and ultrasounds and you name it, and they feel like there's just nothing they can do. They've exhausted Western medicine. So your job is to show them there is more they can do. Eventually, I found amazing practitioners who knew how to help me. People who understood functional medicine, discovered I had parasites and adrenal fatigue, which we now call adrenal dysfunction. Not only that, they worked with hundreds of other tough cases. We've worked with thousands of other tough cases, right? Just so you can reassure that you can help them get better. All right. But since then, I cringe every time I hear people recommend you find a skilled practitioner. Right? I feel all the pain and frustration that flooded back then. It's almost like telling someone to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro in snorkel gear. It can be done, but it's not going to be pretty. That's why it's been a dream come true for me to help people with digestive issues, Stop searching. Just book a free 15-minute appointment with me or an initial consultation if you're seasoned to dive deeper into the root causes of this gut pain you're experiencing. If you've ever been hunting for a skilled practitioner, you know how frustrating it is. Good practitioners who truly care and are solution, compassion and solution focused are hard to find. Okay? And a lot of times they're often booked up for months ahead of time. I know you're working hard to take control over your health. See them, really see them. You're taking action. You're doing everything you can do to reclaim your health. But I want to invite you to a one-on-one. Okay. I've got some open time next week. If you're ready to get this handled and finally understand why these issues won't stop, click the link below. So there is your storytelling email. And your homework from this is to take the swipe copy and write your own storytelling email below. If you didn't have celiac disease, I don't want you to use this verbatim, right? Something that is true to you. This is how we say, give a man a fish. You've got to own this work, own your own health journey, where you've been, what you've done. If it's not a health journey, it's a relationship challenge, it's whatever it is, you're going to bring it in here because you're building relationships and showing a degree of vulnerability coupled with strength is a really healthy way to build relationships. So what I want to do now is I'm going to open up the chat and I'm going to take some questions on email. I want to see how you're feeling about all of this. And then we're going to touch base on notes on censorship. And I'm going to talk to you about ways that you can legally use the Gut Thrive work so that we all have clear boundaries and we all understand how we're going to build success and we're going to build teamwork. So if you do have questions, I did open the chat. So you are more than welcome to type them in. Okay, Teresa says, what calendar scheduler do you recommend to give out the link for people to automatically schedule consults? Does Practice Better do this or do you use a different app? We like Calendly. Calendly, it's free. You can use it free, I believe, for like the first 30 days. And then it's something like $7 a month. And it's when you think about how much you pay an assistant to do your scheduling for you, that's going to be great. And my suggestion is you actually, you know, use Calendly and it connects to Zoom. So if you get Zoom and you know, people are going to build a much greater rapport with you if they see your face and they feel your energy than if it's just on the phone. So I would certainly give them that option. And you have the option to also be on Zoom, even if they don't want to show their face on camera, and you can just automatically link it to Calendly. And so when they sign up, they automatically get a Zoom link and a call-in number. That way you're not giving away your cell phone. And I think that's just kind of a best practice anyway to plan for growth. Hopefully that is helpful. And Therese says, can you please explain more about how Infusionsoft and MailChimp work? So these are automated email systems. And we have used Infusionsoft since we started. They can be expensive. If you're just getting started, I would use something like MailChimp. It's much less expensive. And you can build email campaigns and autoresponders, right? So you're going to connect it to your website after you record your Gut Thrive, Certified Gut Thrive Practitioner webinar. You can connect it there and you can trigger a response. Okay. And you say, okay, after this person's watched this, initiate this 7-day email funnel. As you grow, if you're going to grow over time, you know, Infusionsoft may not be something that you need because we work with, you know, we've got 20,000 customers and we have an entire customer journey for them. But we need something more robust like that to really do intricate email campaigns and deliveries. But you have Practice Better. So I don't believe that you would need that. Oh, Susan Erica, you are so welcome. I'm so glad you brought up Constant Contact. That's probably the easiest, the least expensive, and you can get Constant Contact and just send out those emails after that. As soon as somebody gives you an email, maybe on your website, you just trigger it too. They get the webinar delivered, and then they get this 7-day autoresponder, and then they get the last storytelling email, and you can track a link opens in there. So Teresa says, thank you for this information. You're welcome. Should we start booking clients before we do our case studies with you? Sorry, this is Rochelle. I prefer that you start booking clients after you finish your Gut Thrive certification, because you will not be a certified Gut Thrive practitioner until or unless you get those three case studies in. If you already have some people in the funnel and you want to get going, I'm not going to stop you from doing that. I just encourage you as soon as possible to get through your case studies. Teresa, can you give us a list of all the computer apps programs that you find useful? The tech issues are very new to me and I'm unfamiliar with all these apps and exactly what they do for me. You know, in the follow-up email, I'm going to provide links to several of these things that we're talking about so that you can research them on your own. And we're also looking for some practitioners and some agencies that you'll be able to work with if you did want someone to handle all of the technology, the website, the branding, you know, which to use, how to link it up together. We've got a couple agencies that we like that we'll recommend as well. Nancy, is there anything you'd suggest to safeguard communications using different platforms? Hackers, et cetera, HIPAA, privacy. Yeah, well, based upon the type of practitioner that you are, Nancy, you know, health coaches aren't bound by HIPAA. Obviously, medical doctors are, clinical nutritionists are not. So that's going to be for you to work out based upon the type of clinician that you are. And then in terms of hackers, they're not really going to be hacking your email per se versus like hacking your computer, right? And so we use LastPass to just protect our computer and all of our logins and everything there. And so I do highly recommend LastPass for anyone just to protect things. It's just a nice safeguard. Consuelo, how about ActiveCampaign? I'm unfamiliar with it. You say, when you talk about email, where can I find them? So you're going to go into the business section, business and resources in the portal, and just look at our webinars and then go down to webinar number 5 and the handouts that I'm sharing from you. I share them directly from the portal. You can download those and you can start getting your email campaigns together. Okay. And you know what? I think your email campaigns are going to shift even after you get insight and you do your case studies and you present your case studies. And so this is going to be an ever evolving project. And remember what we talked about before is don't judge anything for a year. Okay. You're not allowed to berate yourself, to get discouraged, to say this isn't working, any of that. If people aren't coming, like give it 1 year. Take it to learn, right? Especially if you're brand new, and then you will build confidence. You will find your niche. You'll get in your flow, and you'll start really attracting these clients and patients. Okay, so I'm going to now screen share. I'm going to turn the chat off for a minute just so I can get you guys to focus, and so it's easier to look at in the follow-up. And I'm going to screen share the other document. Everything that I'm showing you is in your portal. Okay. That's exactly where I'm pulling it. So we live in an age of censorship. So things are being censored for the first time in 2020 and 2021, things are being censored. And I think Jordan shared with you a couple of years ago, Google updated their algorithm. I was pretty grateful, I have to say, at the whole journey. We never really figured out SEO. We've always grown organically and through our partners and TV. And I had, you know, so many of my colleagues that really figured out SEO, and they were getting hundreds of thousands of leads that converted to customers every month through this organic search engine, right? And then Google updated their algorithm, and I believe that was 2019. And they removed any health content from their sites unless it had like a, PubMed, Harvard EDU, Mayo Clinic, and just favored all of those. So then I had all of these colleagues, like literally their income was cut in half. They had to let go of their teams. And Jordan was one of them. He had SCD Lifestyle. And, they lost like 70% of their revenue. So you don't necessarily want, you have to kind of hedge censorship on social media, all kinds of things. And so it's just something that's good to focus on. And I know he talked about Instagram, and yes, you're going to just focus on one. Maybe you choose TikTok, but you choose one. You don't have control over those channels. The only thing you really have control over, the main asset of your business, is going to be your email list. You own that. We talked about this. He did in the Instagram and simplifying social media. Once a week, you're going to try to get an email. Okay. Send me your email if you'd like to do a free 15-minute consult, or join the webinar here. You'll collect their email. Okay. We're seeing more and more censorship every day on Facebook and Instagram. I know you guys are seeing it. If you're talking about vaccines or sexual health, sometimes people, even if they're just talking about immune health, they're getting censorship. Okay. This is not to scare you. It's only meant to remind you that you don't own any other platforms except for your email list, right? That's going to be the most important gold that you have that will allow you to build relationships. So it's going to be important. And, you know, we created so many lead magnets, right? For the whole journey, I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and thousands of hours, I'm not going to get back, creating all of this stuff to try to figure out this process. You don't need to go crazy. The webinar is all you need. I'm telling you, it is all you need. That and your free 15-minute consult, so you don't bend yourself into a pretzel trying to be all things to all people, creating all of these different lead magnets. Like, we've tested it. It works. I did the whole flow of the webinar. You've got, you know, three or four different great minds that we've learned from to do that. Brendan Burchard, Frank Kern, Marie Forleo. You can trust that that works. And you want to stay focused to grow your email list. And so even if you're doing grocery store tours or anything in person, you're going to be collecting email addresses. And I was able to be more successful when I first went online because I had a private practice for 8 years and I collected emails from every talk I gave, all the grocery store tours. So these people, it's not like they just saw me somewhere on social media. They've actually engaged with me personally in person. And so it was easier to go remote after that. Okay. So you're on your primary channel. Some of you mom, maybe some moms, you know, are still all over Pinterest. And so you doesn't have to be Instagram. It can be Pinterest. It can be Facebook. If your demographic is older, if you're working to work with people like 60 and older or 55 and older, Facebook might be where you head. If you want to work with, you know, people with 35 to 55, maybe it's Instagram. Moms, you know, I would choose Pinterest. They're always there looking for ideas. So meet your target market where they are. Back up your email list monthly, right? So just download it to an Excel spreadsheet and save it in your computer or in your cloud. And this is something that no one can take away from you. And this is going to be really cool. So in the future, I think we're going to move more and more towards text messages. And then you can start to think of that just like an email list. You know, it's very early for the older demographics, but younger people are really enjoying getting the texts. And so I don't let anyone send me text messages like in a marketing capacity, that except for the holistic psychologist. I don't know if you know her on Instagram. She's huge and she always offers value. And it's like 1 out of 10 text messages is she kind of like pushing something. And so I can handle 1 out of 10, no more than that, right? And so this could be something that if you're working with millennials and that population, you're going to want to think to move to this approach. Okay, now let me see if you have. Okay, all right. So then the next and the last handout is, how can you legally and not legally use this work? And this is going to be really important for us to have good boundaries, clear boundaries, create healthy relationships. And we want you to thrive. And again, we want to focus on collaboration, not competition. This is such a unique opportunity. It's not like you did the Institute for Integrative Nutrition or FDN, where it's general. You are taking basically my life's work, Jack's life's work, and you're resting into all of that success so that you can build your practice as a certified Gut Thrive practitioner. And we are grateful to have had you here, and we want to make sure that you understand what you can do and what you can't do in the context of this. Okay. So our handouts, the handouts that you see within the portal that you will probably load to your practice better and that you will give out to your clients and patients. Gut Thriving 5 is trademarked. All of the materials are copywritten. It's our intellectual property, right? By being a Gut Thriving 5 certified practitioner, you have exclusive legal right to pass out our materials in a one-on-one capacity, okay? Not beyond one-on-one. So you can load these handouts. They cannot be rebranded. They cannot be changed in any way. They will be loaded to practice better. You can automatically send them to your clients and patients or print them out and make books for them. However, you know, you want to give them out, but they cannot be rebranded as your own. Now, if you are an Ayurvedic practitioner, you're a naturopath, you have your own other materials and you want to beef up the Gut Thrive program and fix it in there, totally fine. Those materials should be in your own brand. So you're going to do a hybrid of a brand, right? If they're Gut Thrive materials, they've got our branding on them. If they're yours, they've got your branding. And you can and should do a hybrid of who you're really are and express this work authentically. If you're adding in hormones, you're adding in essential oils, Ayurveda, naturopathic practitioner tendencies, psychology, you know, all of that. This is really important. Videos. Those videos are for you only, okay? You may not use any of our videos in your private practice, that they are within your portal. And if you have our Gut Thrive public portal, you were a Gut Thriver before you did this, those videos are not to be shared, right? If you choose to shoot your own videos, they have to be 100% authentically your own material. You can send them any of our public links at thewholejourney.com. You know, if you go to digestive and immune health, all of our public links, you can share all of those videos and say, oh, here, you know, one of my mentors, she shot a video on this. I've got interviews with Jack. You know, you can share those videos that are publicly on thewholejourney.com. We explain. I'm gonna give you a full Gut Thrive explanation, you know, for Randy and Chris to show. You know, you could send those videos out. You cannot send any other videos within the portal. And I know in the Practice Better webinar, Nicole was talking about shooting videos. I personally don't think you need them. I think it'd be great if they could see you on Zoom in the 15-minute call. But I think if you get into that shooting videos, you're going to start putting pressure on yourself and you're going to get stuck in this content creation that's unnecessary. Let them read the handouts, and the in-person or the face-to-face on Zoom is what replaces the video. I don't think you need it. But if you feel that you need videos, you know, have at it. But they're not to be, you know, using our information in the videos. You're not to read our transcripts or any of that stuff. It's got to be your own authentic experience. Okay. Webinar use, okay? Watch Business and Marketing Webinar 1, understand how you can use the webinar. It must stay in our branding with the footer on it. So we've gotten some emails from some of you guys saying, can I change it? Can I put my own branding, right? The answer to that is no. You can use your certified Gut Thrive practitioner webinar on social media. You can cut clips of it, you know, to do like little 1 minute clips of it, and you can push that out. Get them to watch the full webinar. You can record it and put it on your site. These are all beautiful things that you can do. You cannot put your logo on it or your brand on it. There's a spot for you to put your logo in several places, which is listed out in red on the webinar. Okay. You cannot use our Gut Thrive webinar or materials to give online summits. That question came in. Okay. It is only for selling Gut Thriving 5 to work with you in a one-on-one capacity. I'm the only one authorized to go speak, right? This is my work. This is my life's creation. I speak all over the world. I've given this webinar on stages, speaking tours, you know, you name it. And so that would be a violation. It's a competing space. And we will take that very seriously. And so we find that that happens, or any of the materials are inappropriately used, then we will take away your certification. And if it requires legal action, we will take legal action. And that is not to be aggressive or anything in that way. It's just to lay down your boundaries, right? This has been a hard one. We've spent many years creating this, blood, sweat, and tears. We want you to thrive. We'll thrive. And the best way for that to happen is for us to do it together. Okay. So locally, on your own website, as a lead magnet for social media and to educate potential clients about working with you. Before you go launching this webinar publicly, you must be done with your case studies. I don't want you recording this and pushing it out until you are actually a certified Gut Thrive practitioner and you have that certification signed by me in your hands and in your inbox. I'm going to send you all a hard copy and we'll also send it. Okay, groups, you took this to administer one-on-one. Capacity, okay, of course you could bring in a spouse and a husband and wife team, two people living in the same household. Otherwise, you know you're not authorized to do this work in groups. Again, you violate that, it's not gonna end well for either one of us. Social media posts, they must be your own creation. You cannot take content from our Gut Thrive handouts and push it out on social media. You cannot cut and paste our material and push it out on social media. You have to create your own posts and your own words. I saw someone on Instagram doing a story of, yes, I'm a Gut Thrive practitioner and they're making the ginger pickle live. Hey, if you wanna do this work with me, let's do it. So stuff like that where you're making it your own, you're taking it, it's nothing verbatim that's coming from us, okay? So you have to create your own posts and your own words from your educational experience. And then you can push to your Gut Thrive consultations and your programs with the hashtags provided in Business and Marketing Webinar 4, Gut Thrive Private, Gut Thrive Practitioner. We will protect our hashtags Gut Thrive and 5 and Gut Thrive. You cannot use those because they're for the public Gut Thrive program. It behooves you to keep them separate anyway, because when we do share you, right, we're going to put a list of all of your websites, your name, your credential is going to be, do you want to work privately, is going to go on thewholejourney.com, and we're going to list you there, and we'll recommend if people want to work privately and they write to us, which we get a lot, we'll say, here's our list of Gut Thrive, certified Gut Thrive practitioners that work privately. And then when we announce on social media, you know, hey, we haven't worked privately in many years, but now we've trained people to do so and they're amazing. You can follow them here. Gut Thrive Practitioner, Gut Thrive Private. Okay. This is where we'll keep it separate and that's where we get collaboration, not competition. You don't want to be using the other hashtag anyway, because it'll drive to the actual Gut Thrive program and you may end up losing that client. I wanted to touch, some people said, oh, I've lost a couple of people because they saw Gut Thrive and 5 was cheaper. There's something, if that happens, yeah, there might be a little bit of that, but there won't be a ton of that, especially as you build your confidence because you're offering something different. But we will offer you to become an affiliate if that happens, where, oh, well, if they do want to go through Gut Thrive, they can get $100 off the program and then you'll get a commission. You'll get a commission for sending them and then they could work with you through the context of maybe 3 or 4 private sessions instead of the whole thing, so that you can help them, you know, really make sense of all the materials and go through it. So that's an option too, but we'll work with you on that over time. Okay, website and email copy. You may use the dedicated website and email copy that I put together for you. I provided it to you in throughout the business and marketing section, and then continue to build upon it in your own voice and your own experiences with this work, right? That's how it's gonna resonate too. Authentic marketing is the only thing that really resonates with people. But you've got plenty to go off of and make a real go of this. Okay. If you build a hybrid course with Gut Thrive and 5, you want to build it into your existing programs and make your current work more comprehensive, just be publicly clear on your site. The gut and immune aspect of this work is certified Gut Thrive practitioner. Right, here's an example. I help you heal your hormones using Ayurveda and essential oils, but I start with healing the gut and immune system using my certified Gut Thrive and 5 practitioner essentials to help you rejuvenate your gut microbiome and re-educate your immune system. So that's how you would do the whole hybrid thing. Okay. I want to take questions on this. If you get confused, please ask before you just, you know, go and post. This is not our first rodeo. Our work is very pioneering, cutting edge, from Candida to Gut Thrive to the adrenals to a lot of our cleanses. So we've obviously been pirated quite a bit. And, I will give you just a little synopsis. When I was writing my fertility book, and this was back in 2015, our publisher called us and said, hey, did you guys do any plagiarizing? Because you need to check, because this is coming up on 164 websites. And that's when I looked on those websites and they were all taking things directly from the whole journey. I mean, right down to my story, right? I was raised on pizza, pasta, and antibiotics, copying my own personal on their website. So ever since then, we have an anti-piracy team, we have a legal team, and they're sweeping the web for the inappropriate use of all of our materials. And again, that's not to be aggressive, but just to let you know, if you're confused, just ask, right? That's how we communication is how we all stay in good rapport. So that's all I have for you in terms of Business Webinar 5 for emails. But I just opened up the chat here and we have 20 minutes left. And so I'm here for all of it. Any questions that you have on Business Webinar 1 through 5, please go ahead and ask them here. It's our last business webinar, but it's not the end of our relationship. We'll be working together for many years to come. And I really look forward to that. And I am considering doing a both, you know, we're talking about doing a Gut Thrive practitioner kind of retreat for CEUs in a year or so. And then also potentially maybe even doing a business mastermind in person in a really cool, fun location. So Cindy says, I'm interested in contacts for website development. Okay, we need web development. We need maybe additional business coaching, tech, and let's see. Yeah, CEUs, right? Yeah, we're going to look into those and hopefully they will be happening. Yes, retreat. Let's do it. I mean, we've got to stick together in this crazy world of sharing true health, right? We're like, have to continue to spread this and let people see their power. So, all right. You are most welcome, Catherine. Okay, Teresa says, just to clarify, did you say it will be September when the big announcement on your website will be? Yes, we want to give you guys enough time to do your case studies. And in September, we're going to announce that we have a new crop of amazing practitioners that can work privately. So that's in September. And I hope that that motivates you to be able to get your case studies complete by then. Jack wants to do the retreat in Bali. He keeps emailing me about that. So I would love to hang out with you guys for a couple of days in Bali and talk health and business. You're so welcome, Sharon. Okay, Nicole, of course, I have no intention of pirating any of your content, but I'm not entirely clear about the boundaries between your content and naturopathic basics that I learned in med school and have been using for 20 years as a naturopathic physician. Maybe I need to get on email to talk this out with info. I mean, you have all of your knowledge. And so with 20 years, I'm just saying don't copy ours verbatim, but anything that you've been using that comes through you naturally and organically, you know, that's certainly yours. And if anything's confusing, if you get that ping of, is this social media post like copacetic? You're welcome to send it to our team and they'll let you know. Okay. Teresa says, basically I have until September to get everything up and running and make the best use of the GT5 announcement. Yeah, I mean, yes and no. It's not like it's going to live on our website. It's going to live on our social media. We've got our clinical customer service team will be, you know, this is all going to be an ongoing thing. It's great if you can get it ready and going by September. And I think that if you can't, we'll work with you, right? Life happens, but you know, we're only in May here, so you should be just fine. Okay, Rochelle, when are the dates going up to present case studies? I just finished that document yesterday, and that is going to go out, I believe, on Tuesday, May 11th. You're going to get the case study dates for Jack and for Nicole. And based upon whether you have 2 years of private practice, those of you who have two years or less, you're going to get a different email. And then you'll start your case studies June 11th with Nicole. And those of you that have more than two years of private practice experience, they go from May to September with Jack. And there'll be three of you on that are going to present. There'll be 75 to 90 minutes. You're going to present as the expert for 15 to 20 minutes. And Jack or Nicole, whoever you're with, they're going to be asking clarifying questions. They're going to try to understand your thought process around any deviations from the program. And then they're going to want to test your clinical acumen by giving you some test questions. Oh, okay. If this happened, then what would you do? If that happened, then what would you do? And all the details will be in the email that you get, and you will be, after you present your toughest case study to Jack or Nicole, then you're going to email info@thewholejourney.com with all three of your case studies. They must all come together, not send in piecemeal, and it'll make it easier for our team to efficiently review them and approve them, and we'll be off and running. Yeah, Catherine, I love this. Like, let's stay in touch. This forum on the inside here of the portal is meant to build your career, share, cross-refer. Catherine's brainstorming her hybrid program with psychology. That's really exciting. Really, really, really exciting. Okay. Janelle, can we create a sales page about the program, testimonials from our case studies and our story to work with us one-on-one doing GT5, correct? Yeah, I would say it's more of like an enrollment page. And you can use, the only copy you can use from us is going to be what I already gave you to use in Business Webinar 1 as an email swipe copy. And then, yeah, you can put your own testimonials on. Yeah, as long as it says you're a certified Gut Thrive practitioner and, the logo is there. That's completely fine. And then on that page, you should do your call to action, right? Do a free 15-minute consult, or if you're seasoned, just say, just book with me right here. And especially if you're seasoned, I would lay out your prices so that's not even an issue. People know exactly how to deal with that. And then no one's wasting their time. They know they can afford it and they come in. Okay. Susan, Erica, regarding our oral case presentations for the clients confidentially, are these just used for teaching purposes, just for our class, just for this platform to share with my clients? Yes, they are. You can change their last name too, Susan, Erica, if you want to. That would be fine. And so, yes, they are just to be used here. They will never be public. And then when they are finished in your case study section of the portal, you're going to see, we're going to load them all up. We're going to divide them by plan. This is why you have to submit them separately by plan. And then the best ones, we're going to load. And so right now there's 12 as samples that Jack did. So you're going to want to make sure and you go through and you review those. And then we'll be adding to them. And you, even if it's not, your case study per se, you can watch other case studies on Zoom. And so honestly, this is going to be the most valuable aspect of your clinical acumen, because practical application to theory is everything. And yeah, you have got practical application with three case studies, maybe four if you were yourself, but now it's going to be access to up to 300 case studies. And I guarantee, that will build your career, because you'll have that to fall back on. The more you learn these case studies, you'll become so much better of a clinician. So I'm really excited. Okay, Yvonne, can you do a video that shows how to do all the appointments in one download from Google Calendar? I love that it filled in all our calls, but I've not been able to figure it out. I think that goes beyond our scope, Yvonne. You're maybe in some of the resources. I think that's going to be something that you'll have to figure out and find out, rather than us doing another video. Maybe there's something I can link to that can help you with that. Okay. Can we change the layout of the case studies slightly? We prefer, you said by step instead of day. Yeah, as long as it goes according to the five steps, that's okay. But we want Jack and Nicole to be looking at the same process. It's just if you can't change it too much, because it just gets confusing and then it won't be as effective. Okay. Nancy, will we still keep emailing support with the questions following GT5P or a different email? So your email support runs through the end of this year. We're not going to be looking for more than one or two tickets a week from each one of you. info@thewholejourney.com, or right in your portal when it says just ask, you can click that button there. Okay. You are most welcome. Yvonne, how much of the inflammation should be give to a medical doctor that is concerned? How much of the, I think you said information, not inflammation, should we give to a medical doctor that's concerned about what we do? And I'm so sorry, but I have somebody, this is the plight of working from home that is here. I'm going to pause you guys for a second and I will be right back. Please give me 30 seconds and I'll answer that question and all the others. Keep loading up the questions. All right, I'm back. How much information should we give to a medical doctor concerned about what we do? I don't want to give too much away, but I want my clients to talk to their doctor. I think that if you know, the webinar, just let them watch the webinar once you record it, or you basically just give them the swipe copy about what it is, working to rejuvenate the gut, and then always offer to talk to their doctor. I always offered, and I called a lot of doctors, and again, this is how you explain it to them. Maybe they'll start referring you a ton of patients, right? I got a ton of fertility clients that way from my OBGYN explaining what I was doing and how this could help. So I think medical doctors don't have much time or interest. So you're going to want to give them just 1 to 2 paragraphs to explain what it is. And maybe you want to go through the 5 steps. Here's what we do. I would explain, you know, step 1, we slash inflammation, right? And it's, you can just like little snips that are in the webinar that I explain. Step 2, we purge pathogens. We do it in a way that's very gentle. We interrupt the way that they communicate. We keep the herbs under the threshold so even sick people can detoxify this way. We use probiotic therapy and strategy to continue purging pathogens and build the microbiome. And we inherently give the wisdom over to the body to then terraform or build good digestive health afterwards. That's really all they need. The ones who really care will accept your phone call. And it would be nice to build some liaisons with gastroenterologists. Okay, Catherine, but can you give guidance for asking our case studies for testimonials? Yes, so let me show this to you because you're getting to the end. You're getting to the end. Let me see here. Case studies in business webinar 1. I'm just going to share this. Chrome tab. Okay, so here we are. Client 1. Okay. We gave you here testimonial consent form. So you're getting to the end of your case studies, and now you're going to let them know, I would really like to help other people with this work. You did so great doing XYZ, list all of their successes. I'm wondering if you would be willing and able to write a testimonial for me so that other people can benefit from this work and understand from a real perspective, like how their issues can be solved and the power that their body has. And then you ask them to do a testimonial. You ask them preferably for a before and after photo that you can zip up on your website, you know, put together, because those are going to be the most profound for people as they're looking. And then you send them this testimonial consent form. It is a Word doc. So that way you're legally allowed to use their testimonial. And I'm just going to pull up our Gut Thrive page. And I want to show you here, right? Okay. So this is our Gut Thrive in 5 enrollment page with our testimonials. But if you look here, you know, you can't go wrong when you're showing. This is Tony who came to us with alopecia. Doctors, okay, this is the high-low high, right? The doctor's like, oh, it could take you 2 years to have your hair grow back, if it even grows back. He's like, I'll do whatever it takes. So, right? So this is how he came to us. This is where he was 4 weeks in, and he literally 8 weeks in, full head of hair, right? That's powerful. weight is powerful. And people can see poor health in someone's face and dark circles and all that stuff. And then they can see vibrance. And so doing the side-by-side comparison would be awesome if they're willing. And, you know, a lot of people aren't going to want you to use their last name, so you can just use their last initial. Yvonne, on the supplies document, I need to make that Canadian. So links items are here. Is that okay as long as I do it on my own branding? Sure. The supplies document, sure. If you live in a different country and that supply doesn't work, you know, that those supplies don't work, then yes, you can just create a new document that says Canadian links, right? Canadian links to these same things and just hand it out along with it. Just let them read the supplies and then say Canadian links, European links, Australian, and that's fine. Okay, Susan, Erica, she's ready to give her oral presentation of the case study now and has two case studies that are ready. However, one is still in process. I'm eager and I want to do them all now. So do I need to wait? This has been so amazing. I had an exit interview. Oh, last night was someone who lost 33 pounds. Awesome. And feels great. That's wonderful. I mean, when you submit them to us, so you can do your case study, Susan Erica, as soon as May 18th. But when you submit them to us, we want you to submit all three at the same time. So the one that's still in process can't be that long, right? A month or so. Then submit them all to us. And that way we're going to assign them to our coaches. There's actually four of us that will be reviewing them. Okay. All right. Did we answer all the questions with 5 minutes to spare? I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so grateful to be teaming up in this way and being part of the positive change of healthcare, being part of the positive change of changing the fear, the narrative of fear that's been so pervasive around the immune system for the last year plus and will probably continue. And knowledge, love, all of it crowds out fear. And that's what we're here to do, is to band together in that and to spread. And I don't see any more questions. So we're gonna go ahead and end it here. You have been delightful. You have been an absolute pleasure to work with, and we'll look forward to seeing you in our case studies, and also to just following your career and your path and seeing you really thrive in this work as you help so many others. So I'm grateful for your presence. I'm grateful for your trust. I'm grateful for your hard work and everything that you brought to us. Okay. So much love, guys. We'll see you soon. Bye.